Bramble Park Zoo in Watertown has cared for three eagles with lead poisoning this year. As South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Jennifer Jones reports, they may ingest a lead fishing weight or eat contaminated meat, either another bird with lead poisoning or fragmented bullets on deer carcasses.
Officials say it's hard to say exactly how many eagles are affected by lead poisoning in South Dakota each year. The state's Office of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service sent 42 golden and bald eagles in for testing last year, and about 40% had some level of lead poisoning. Matt Schwarz, an environmental contaminant specialist, says some of those samples may have been from the previous year.
We're trying to find out exactly what is the incidence of lead poisoning, and is that contributing to the cause of death? So some of these eagles have been electrocuted. Some of them have been hit by vehicles alongside the road. I mean, those are the majority of the eagles that we're getting are eagles that people are going to find. And so there's a whole probably other group of eagles out there that die that are not found. So our sampling is right, you know, not encompassing of all eagles that are likely dying each year.
When live eagles are found, they're taken to raptor rehab centers, like the one at Bramble Park Zoo. Zookeeper John Gilman says the lead makes eagles lethargic and gives them vision and balance issues. None of the eagles they've treated this year have survived.
I think people should care about it because it's just a good conservation thing. I think it's just a good thing. I think a lot of people that hunt and fish, they care about their environment. They really do. And I think a lot of people just don't realize that this lead is an issue.
Gilman says there are alternatives to lead bullets and fishing tackle. He says they're sometimes hard to find and can be more expensive. Some hunters feel that lead shot does a better job of killing. Gilman says they may not realize it could kill other animals as well. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jennifer Jones.